everyone. This is Judy Warner. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today we have Eric Bogatin back again, and today he's going to talk about his keynote talk that he's going to give at Altium Live Virtual Edition, along with a panel of powerhouse experts that he's going to moderate. So lean in, enjoy. I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media.
Well, hi, Eric. Welcome back.
Hey, Judy. How you doing?
Good. Well, I wanted to give our listeners a little taste of what you're going to do with us at Altium Live. And, you know, all the feedback we always get says, have Eric back. So thank you again for offering your time and expertise. And this year's going to be really different because it's virtual. And also to our listeners, it's free and registration's open. So I'll put the link in the show notes for you, but make sure you head over there and get signed up. So Eric, everyone knows who Eric Bogatin is, but why don't you give us a 2-second clip of sort of who you are and your background?
Well, let's see. So I've been, actually, you know what, one thing that is different about my background than a lot of other folks in the industry is I actually have all of my degrees in physics, and I got undergraduate degrees, I got my master's, PhD in physics, and so I'm kind of a retread in the electrical engineering world. And I actually think that has been one of the advantages that I've had, because I come from a different training background, and I have a different perspective than the typical electrical engineer. And when I started teaching electrical engineering classes, the biggest thing I had to relearn was I had to use J instead of I for the square root of minus one because of my physics background.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I've been in the industry forever and written a lot of books and done a lot of training, and now I spend my time training professional engineers and young engineers, engineers-to-be, to try to give them the skills I think they need for joining the professional ranks.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Eric's a professor at CU Boulder in Colorado, and he really is bringing up that next generation, and we're really happy at Altium to support those students. So, and I love that you have a really rich and a lot of academic depth to your background, but you don't put on that sort of lofty, stuffy. You're very relatable, and I think people really enjoy
it. But I have that beard. Professor Beard.
Yeah, but no smoking jacket pipe or any of that stuff. Thank goodness. So, Eric, thank you for that introduction. As I mentioned in the intro, Altium Live is it's actually called Altium Live Virtual Summit this year because of the health crisis, we all have taken our events virtual, which I was really bummed about at first, but now I think really offers a unique opportunity for more people to attend and really tap into amazing people with amazing depth in the industry like you. So let's talk about what you'll be teaching about in your sort of keynote first, and then we'll talk about the panel next.
Okay. Let's see. The keynote. So the title for my keynote, I think, is it's a quote from Yoda, and it's, "You must unlearn what you have learned." And it's going to be kind of introducing, I don't know, maybe it'll be 4 or 5 or 6 different, I call them kind of myth conceptions that aren't necessarily best practices. And so I'm going to talk about, you know, a couple of the myths, and then a kind of an example of why, where they might have come from, and then a couple examples of why we have to be careful following them blindly, and that they aren't necessarily the best recommended practices and that we have to kind of unlearn them a little bit, and only follow those if we have a strong, compelling reason to, not as the default path. And so let's see, one of them is going to be about the use of planes, and you know, it's recommended, you got a 4-layer board, make one layer a ground plane, one layer a power plane. And I'm going to show you some examples of why that's not necessarily the best, unless you have a strong, compelling reason otherwise. Let's see. Oh, copper pour is my favorite one that everybody says, oh, you know, after you do all the signals, put copper pour on the layer and, you know, fill a lot of copper in there. And I'll show a couple examples of using a copper pour. I'm not sure what the problem is you're trying to solve with it. And oftentimes it will create problems that you don't intend. Yeah, so I'll get a couple others like that that I'll be introducing. Oh, about three different capacitor values for decoupling. We'll talk about that one. And maybe one about, so the thing I'm dealing with right now is actually, if you look at vendor specific, circuit board vendor specifications for dielectric constant for layers, I'm finding that, gosh, you know, they're quite a bit off. Even the low cost guys, they're off quite a bit. And so if you're trying to design test boards or get a target impedance, it really helps to know what the dielectric constant is of that layer. And I'll show you a simple test structure that I use with my students to evaluate vendors when we're going out for really low cost fabs. And we can get really, really high performance traces and interconnects using really low cost fabs if we know the dielectric constant well.
So I'm positive that electronics is not the only industry that perpetuates myths, right? But what are the dynamics that sort of put these things in place and make them persist like they do?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. And I've wondered about that as well. And so I worked on a project, I guess it was around this last spring, with my buddies Sandler, Steve Sandler, and Larry Smith. And we did this article that was in, it must have been before the spring. Yeah, it was in the spring, because it was the lead article in, or maybe it was earlier than that. It was lead article in the Signal Integrity Journal. It was about the myth of three capacitor values. And so I spent a lot of time asking folks in the industry about, you know, the origin of why do you see so many of these designs that have recommending three different value capacitors on every power pin on a design, like a 10 microfarad, a 1, and a 0.1. And when you have just one capacitor, people say, oh, put a 0.01 capacitor, microfarad capacitor there. And so when I talked to a lot of folks about it, what I learned was that it was kind of the term we would use today is legacy code. It was the correct design recommendation 50 years ago when we used through-hole technology and when we developed, and I wrote an introduction in that article about what I learned, that, you know, when you have a new technology and you're developing new design rules, they're often created by industry experts that know what they're doing and they're doing it the right way. And for that technology that they're developing, they're really valuable design rules. And so people start using them. And because they come from industry experts, you think, hey, they must be right. But then we change the technology. We switch from through-hole to surface mount, for example. And in surface mount components, it's a completely different ballgame. It's a completely different electrical properties of the components. And so the old design rules that applied for and recommendations that applied for through-hole technology just don't apply anymore for surface mount. But the new recommendations that are created and the new design rules created based on industry experts, those design rules aren't always propagated through the industry. And so you hang on to, well, I learned it this way, you know, 10 years ago because this expert said it was the right thing to do, which was absolutely right at that generation, but doesn't apply now. And we carry these legacy design rules along with us because you know, an expert created them and we think it's still good, but things are different in our current generation. So I recommend, if anybody's interested, the article is in Signal Integrity Journal. It was the myth of three capacitor values. And I can't for the life of me, maybe we did it a year ago. Yeah.
I'll find it because I actually read it. You shared it around the time it came out. And so I have that link somewhere, but it was really good and really interesting because you kind of played sleuth, you know, to like hunt that down. And, you know, you just made me think about something, Eric. I don't know if you've thought about this, but, you know, having worked at all Tim Wright, you know, for the last 3.5 years and really worked with this crack digital team that knows so much about Google algorithms and things. I think another thing is if this stuff gets published digitally and gets read a lot, it rises to, you know, the magic pages 1, 2, 3, where the truth might be on page 8.
Right.
So people, you know, there's a thing called confirmation bias or bias confirmation, where if enough people keep consuming it, Google creates an algorithm that keeps serving that up. So I think if you're doing sort of a organic search, you know, I think that sort of adds to the layer. You just made me think of that. I hadn't really considered that before, but interesting.
And that's why I say, you know, you really have to do your own analysis. Can't just, you know, listen to what some expert said or what you read in a paper that could be out of date. It may not apply today.
Interesting. And yeah, technology obviously changes so fast too. Like what was true last year might not be right, much less 50 years ago. Well, that's really interesting. I'll look forward to the talk and I will definitely share that, that sort of as a teaser in the show notes below. So for our listeners, I just wanted to share that the Eric will be speaking on, he'll be the first speaker on the first day of Altium Live, which is October 6th through 8th. Eric will be speaking on the 6th. And on this day, I've sort of created a theme around that day. And it's about simulation and sort of SIPI and EMI and simulation and measurement. And so we're going to lean on Eric's good graces. And then the second session on that day will be this amazing panel. And I've seen some of these folks at DesignCon and up in Silicon Valley. So Eric will be moderating that panel that will include Isfahan Novak, Steve Sandler, Heidi Barnes, and then maybe a surprise guest. So Eric, what do you think this powerhouse panel is going to be sharing with the Altium Live audience?
Well, what I'm thinking I'm going to do is kind of act as, well, I called it Ted Koppel, but my wife heard what I was going to do and she said, I think you're going to be more like Geraldo Rivera's. But the idea would be to, you know, hey, look, you know, I got four industry experts. We'll have this surprise guest there. We'll have four industry experts. And, you know, I'm going to ask them some questions, maybe a little bit about, you know, a little interviewing, group interview, ask them a little about some of their career paths, and some of the events in their past. So, you know, maybe about, you know, what's been important for them in getting to the top in the industry, and then some, throw out some technical questions. I'm not gonna do an investigative reporting here. I'm not gonna throw out any gotcha questions. But yeah, we got four industry experts, and usually when you get four experts in a room and you ask them their opinion about something, you get five or six different answers. And so we'll try to find some interesting technical questions to throw out. And see how the panel responds to it. So, you know, in general, it's going to be a fun time. They're all, you know, industry experts that have been around for a long time. A lot of, gosh, you know, between them, I don't know, maybe it's certainly over 100 years of person years of experience. So, you know, we'll try to ask some good questions. In the meantime, if anybody has a particular burning question, drop me an email. Or send it to Judy and she'll get it to me. Love to, you know, get some questions from the collective audience to ping them with.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to email me directly, it's just judy.warner@altium.com and I will certainly serve up those questions. So as a way of background, Isfahan Novak won Engineer of the Year at DesignCon this year, an unbelievable engineering expert. He is currently with Samtech, knows so much about power integrity and other things. Heidi Barnes is sort of the resident expert for Keysight. And of course, there's Eric. And then Steve Sandler, well, he only did the modeling for the entire space station. So the collective wisdom and experience that they've, besides their academic background, just an amazing high-end school of hard knocks. There'll be a lot of wisdom and good information there that you can count on. I think, okay, so last thing I wanted to leave you with, Eric, you've been doing a series of webinars with Teledyne. Can you tell us a little bit about those topics and where our listeners can plug into some of those webinars?
Sure. So, you know, I mentioned, I emphasize a lot about the class that I teach at University of Colorado in Boulder for kind of engineers to be, kind of trying to mold them into the way I think engineers should be and the skills they have. But my day job is doing something kind of similar to professional engineers, focusing on kind of best measurement practices with our scopes and other instruments. And so I've been doing a whole series, I think for almost 3 years now, I've been doing a series of webinars on best measurement practices of a variety of different kind of systems, different kinds of scopes, different bandwidth ranges. We finished two series last year, one on TDR measurements and one on S parameter measurements or network analyzer measurements. And we're doing we did another series just the last couple months on, as a master class on S parameter measurement and analysis. And then coming up, I think September 23rd, I've got one. I did this at DesignCon, I think last year. This is on kind of how to do simple signal integrity and power integrity measurements on a budget. And you've already got a scope. How can you use what you've already got in order to get the most out of it to get good quality measurements about signal integrity and power integrity effects? So that'll be they're all very practical, how to use tools most effectively. And it's more than just where the buttons to push. It's really about how do you use the tools to get to an answer quickly? And how do you, and I try to include a little bit of what's the lesson learned here? What's the so what that you gain from the measurement? What's it telling you about either your product or the design methods that you're using? So we've got that one coming up. I got another one coming up about EMC pre-compliance testing that you can do with a scope on a benchtop before you go to take your product to an EMC lab. We got a whole slew of them filled for between now and the end of the year, and hope folks can join us for them. The latest one is always posted on the Signal Integrity Academy website, bethesignal.com, and you can sign up for the one coming up, and also all the previous ones are listed there as well.
I have a theory that Eric Bogta never sleeps. That's my theory. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it because he, you know, and also mentors makers and writes books. Oh, and speaking of which, I'm going to put a link in the show notes below to Eric's author page. He has a new book out, which we sort of teased a few weeks back on the podcast about transmission lines. I'll link that below again. And if you listen to my last podcast, you realize that I stumbled upon the fun fact that Eric Bogatin also writes science fiction books in his spare time. See, he doesn't sleep, I'm telling you. So, of course, I rushed right out and bought them. And I'm deep into the first book in the PsyQuest series called Shadow Engineer. And when my adult daughter is with me during this quarantine, and she just sees me sitting in a big chair with a big grin on my face with this science fiction book. So I'm going to put the link to his author page and Shadow Engineer, along with Transmission Lines and all the other publications for Eric, is below. Well, Eric, before I let you go, tell us about your fun background.
My fun background?
Yeah, your virtual background with all the
my
old
Zoom background.
Your Zoom background.
Oh, yeah. So we start classes at University of Colorado in Boulder in a couple weeks. I'm doing all my classes remote on Zoom. And so I meet with my students once a week in our breakout sessions. And so I've been scouring the web for interesting backgrounds to you. So I'm you know, big science fiction fan and grew up with all these classic old movies. And so I've put together these backgrounds. Each week is going to be a different background for my students. And so this is some of the classic science fiction movies, and I've got other backgrounds for other science fiction movies. And I'm also a big astronomy astrophysics fan, and so I got all these Hubble shots backgrounds as well. So I'm collecting them all together, and I'm going to be using different one every week for my students.
That's really fun. Well, I'm so glad you're using this background, because I don't think I would have ever stumbled across the fact that you are writing a sci-fi series, and I'm having so much fun with it.
Great.
So, well, Eric, we cannot wait for your talk. It's always a joy to have you, and thank you again for everything you do for the industry and the amazing teaching that you do, and I will be sure to share everything in the show notes.
Great. Hey, pleasure joining you today, Judy.
Thank you. To our listeners, thanks so much for joining us again today on the On Track podcast. Please go check out the show notes. There's going to be great things there, but most importantly, make sure you go register right now for Altium Live Virtual Summit. It's free, and we're going to have amazing experts like Eric and his panel and much, much more. So thanks for joining us today. Please remember to like, subscribe, and send us your comments. We look forward to being with you next time. Until then, remember to always stay on track.